Welcome to the Cinema Gulch Show, your home for all movie, TV, streaming, and other film news from around the industry. Join us as we dive into the latest headlines.
Brooklyn Nine-Nine, the celebrated police procedural comedy series, returned for its fourth season with a delightful mix of humor, warmth, and a deepening of character relationships. Originally airing in 2016, season 4 saw the detectives of the 99th Precinct tackling new challenges and uncovering fresh dynamics both in and out of the precinct. Known for its unique ability to balance slapstick humor with meaningful social commentary, Brooklyn Nine-Nine continued to evolve with season 4, providing a blend of fast-paced comedy and heartfelt moments that kept fans coming back for more. In this week's episode, we'll dive into the season's plot arcs, character developments, themes, and some standout episodes, offering an in-depth look at what made this season particularly noteworthy. Season 4 begins with Jake Peralta and Captain Raymond Holt in witness protection in the small town of Coral Palms, Florida, after being forced to go undercover to evade notorious mob boss Jimmy the Butcher Figgis. The first act consists of the first three episodes where we see Jake and Holt trying to navigate life outside their comfort zone. Excuse me. This season is unique in its structure, presenting two distinct arcs: the Florida arc, in which Jake and Holt face off against Figgis, and the Return to Brooklyn arc, which resumes the more traditional precinct dynamics with a focus on personal growth and evolving relationships. The Florida arc offers a fresh take on the Brooklyn Nine-Nine formula by temporarily shifting the setting to a small, sleepy town. In Coral Palms, Jake and Holt have to adopt new identities and try to blend in, while also plotting to bring down Figgis. The arc culminates in a tense showdown, blending the show's usual humor with a touch of suspense as the two navigate their precarious situation. Once back in Brooklyn, the show pivots back to its roots, exploring new conflicts and personal storylines among the precinct members. This includes Holt dealing with a bumbling new nemesis, CJ Stentley, and Jake and Amy's deepening relationship, along with a variety of other storylines. The season opens with the first three episodes focused on Jake and Holt's witness protection adventure in Coral Palms. Under the aliases Larry and Greg, Jake and Holt are living on ordinary life in a generic Florida town, a sharp contrast to the high-paced world of New York City. Holt's adjustment to Florida life with its slower pace and lack of structure is particularly amusing, given his precise, methodical nature. Jake, though not as fazed by the change, becomes restless as he realizes the extent of the danger therein. The Florida arc provides a fascinating look at the dynamic between Jake and Holt outside the confines of the precinct. Away from their team, they're forced to rely on each other's strengths and vulnerabilities. Jake's resourcefulness and Holt's intellect comes into play as they work together to gather information on Figgis. The stakes feel especially high because the two are isolated and lack the immediate support of their friends and colleagues. The arc's conclusion sees Jake and Holt staging an impressive showdown with Figgis, blending the show's humor with action and a sense of urgency that is a bit unusual for the series, but works well here. The change in setting allows the writers to explore new comedic material while staying true to the show's essence. From the way Holt adapts or fails to adapt to small-town life, to Jake's undercover antics, these episodes are packed with memorable moments. Additionally, the arc lays the groundwork for a smooth transition back to Brooklyn, wrapping up the Figgis storyline in a way that feels satisfying without overstaying its welcome. After the excitement of Coral Palms, the season settles back into the familiar environment of the precinct. The second major arc of the season is centered around personal growth, relationships, and professional challenges for the detectives. The shift back to Brooklyn also means the return of beloved supporting characters, allowing for further exploration of relationships within the precinct. In particular, we have the reintroduction of former detective Adrian Pimento, adding a layer of unpredictability. His relationship with Rosa Diaz has been an unexpected twist in the previous season, and it tested again this season. Although they share an intense bond, Rosa ultimately calls off their engagement, leading to a compelling storyline that explores Rosa's emotional depth and struggle with intimacy. The fallout from this relationship allows Rosa to show a more vulnerable side, a welcome development for a character known for her toughness and independence. Additionally, the return to Brooklyn means facing challenges in the workplace, most notably with the arrival of Captain CJ Stentley. Stentley, an incompetent officer promoted to captain by a clerical error, serves as a foil to Holt, testing his patience and leadership. Holt's attempts to manage Stentley add a new layer of frustration, giving the actor plenty of opportunities to deliver his signature deadpan humor. It's a testament to Holt's dedication that he continues to uphold his standards even when faced with such a formidable obstacle to efficiency. Meanwhile, Jake's relationship with Amy continues to blossom, showcasing a more tender side of Jake. The dynamic between Jake and Amy is a season-long highlight as they navigate new challenges in both their professional and personal lives. The writers give plenty of attention to their relationship, building on the chemistry that has been a cornerstone of the show since its early days. This season also sees Amy striving for a promotion, and her pursuit of professional development is a recurring theme, adding depth to her character and setting the stage for future seasons. The fourth season of Brooklyn Nine-Nine provides ample character development, offering each main character moments to shine and opportunities for growth. The writers continue to build on established personalities while introducing new aspects to each character, keeping the show fresh and engaging. So now we're going to take a closer look at the arcs of some of the central characters in Season 4. Starting off with Jake Peralta. Jake has always been the heart of Brooklyn Nine-Nine, and this season is no different. He's put through the ringer during the Florida arc, where he must adapt to life without the support of his team. His adaptability, loyalty, and commitment to doing what's right are on full display as he works with Holt to bring down Figgis. Back in Brooklyn, Jake finds himself contemplating his career and his relationship with Amy. In The Last Ride, we see him wrestling with the idea of retirement, which adds a layer of introspection to his otherwise carefree demeanor. The balance between his goofiness and moments of sincerity is what makes Jake such a compelling protagonist. Holt's journey this season is marked by the arrival of CJ Stanley, who embodies everything Holt despises: laziness, incompetence, and a lack of integrity. Holt's frustration is palpable and is a testament to the actor's performance that the comedic potential of this rivalry is fully realized. Beyond his feud with Stanley, he also faces personal challenges, particularly in the episode Moo Moo. Here, Holt provides guidance to Terry on issues of racial profiling, offering a glimpse into his experiences as a black gay man in the police force. This episode gives Holt's character a chance to address serious issues while maintaining the integrity of his role. Then we have Rosa Diaz. Rosa's arc is centered around her engagement and eventual breakup with Adrian Pimento. The storyline provides new insight into Rosa's character, revealing her struggles with commitment and vulnerability. Despite her tough exterior, Rosa is shown to have a deep capacity for love and self-reflection. Her decision to break off the engagement is a significant moment, as it reflects her desire for personal growth and a reluctance to settle for less than she deserves. This season also hints at Rosa's inner conflicts, setting the stage for future storylines that will delve further into her identity. And then we have Amy Santiago. Amy's ambitions take center stage this season as she prepares for the sergeant's exam. Her drive and perfectionism are on full display, adding a layer of relatability to her character. She's deeply committed to her relationship with Jake, and their interactions provide some of the season's most heartwarming moments. In episodes like The Last Ride, Amy's dedication to her work is tempered by her genuine affection for Jake, making their relationship a compelling part of the season's narrative. Amy's arc reflects the tension between personal and professional aspirations, a theme that resonates throughout the season. And finally, we have Terry Jeffords. Terry's journey is defined by the powerful episode Moo Moo, where he faces racial profiling. The experience shakes Terry to his core and forces him to confront the reality of being a black man in law enforcement. His discussions with Holt provide a nuanced perspective on systemic issues, and Terry Crews delivers a heartfelt performance that adds depth to his character. Beyond this episode, Terry continues to be a source of strength and support for the team, balancing his responsibilities as a detective, a father, and a friend. Season 4 of Brooklyn Nine-Nine is filled with some standout episodes, each showcasing the show's blend of humor, emotion, and social commentary. So we're going to take a look at some of the season's most memorable episodes, starting off with Coral Palms, Parts 1, 2, and 3. The three-part premiere takes Jake and Holt out of their element, forcing them to adapt to a new environment and a new identity. These episodes are a refreshing change of pace, filled with the quirky humor that Brooklyn Nine-Nine is known for, from Holt's discomfort in Florida to Jake's undercover antics. The Coral Palms arc offers a mix of suspense and comedy that sets the tone for the season. Then, the episode we've mentioned several times prior, is Moo Moo. This episode is a highlight of the season due to its exploration of racial profiling. Terry's experience with racial profiling adds a serious dimension to the show, tackling a real-world issue with grace and sensitivity. The episode is a testament to Brooklyn Nine-Nine's ability to blend humor with thought-provoking content, offering a nuanced take on a complex issue. The actors behind Terry Jeffords and Captain Holt deliver standout performances, making Moo Moo a must-watch. And then we have The Fugitive, Part 1 and 2. This two-part episode combines action, comedy, and romance as Jake and Amy compete to catch a group of escaped convicts. The playful rivalry between Jake and Amy is on full display, culminating in Jake's proposal to Amy. This episode encapsulates the show's ability to balance humor, heart, and excitement, making it one of the season's most memorable moments. And then, The Last Ride. In this episode, Jake and Boyle face the possibility of their last case together as they believe the precinct might be disbanded. This episode explores the themes of friendship and loyalty, offering a poignant look at Jake's relationship with Boyle. Despite the serious undertones, the episode is filled with the show's characteristic humor, making it a perfect example of Brooklyn Nine-Nine's ability to mix comedy with emotional depth. And finally, The Slaughterhouse. The introduction of Lieutenant Melanie Hawkins adds a twist to the season's storyline. Jake's admiration for Hawkins quickly turns to suspicion as he discovers her corrupt nature. This episode sets the stage for the season's finale, where Jake and Rosa are framed for a crime they didn't commit. The episode's suspense and unexpected twists make it a standout, leaving fans eagerly anticipating the next season. Brooklyn Nine-Nine has long been praised for its ability to tackle contemporary social issues with a balanced mix of humor and sensitivity, and season 4 continues this tradition in impressive ways. The show has a reputation for incorporating relevant themes into its episodes, giving audiences not only laughs, but also moments that resonate on a deeper level. This season in particular dives into several significant themes that enhance the overall narrative and character arcs, addressing them in ways that feel both impactful and thought-provoking. Like we've mentioned already, the episode Moo Moo is a standout episode of this series, willingness to explore real-world issues, specifically racial profiling. Terry Jeffords' experience with being racially profiled is a profound moment, and it offers a genuine and sometimes sobering look at the realities of systemic racism in law enforcement. Terry's encounter and the subsequent discussions he has with Captain Holt give a voice to the challenges faced by black men, even those within the system, adding a level of depth that goes beyond typical sitcom fare. The episode doesn't shy away from the discomfort of the topic, but instead embraces it, allowing viewers to see both the emotional toll and the necessary conversations that arise from such encounters. By exploring racial profiling through Terry's perspective, the show highlights how these issues affect not just civilians, but also law enforcement officers themselves, particularly those of color. The dialogue between Terry and Holt bring additional layers to the discussion as Holt, a black gay man in a high-ranking position, shares his own experiences and the compromises he had made throughout his career. This moment speaks volumes about the complexities of identity and the burdens that marginalized individuals often carry in professional spaces, and it allows viewers to see the strengths and resilience of these characters. Another theme explored in season 4 is loyalty, particularly within the context of friendships and professional relationships. Jake's willingness to go to great lengths for his friends, whether it's during his time in witness protection or his efforts to support his colleagues back in Brooklyn, demonstrates the importance of loyalty within the 9-9 team. This theme is echoed in Rose's arc as she navigates her relationship with Pimento, grappling with the tension between her feelings and her independence. Ultimately, the season's portrayal of loyalty serves as a reminder of the support systems that are often needed to navigate both personal and professional challenges. Self-discovery is also a recurring theme this season, especially for characters like Rosa and Amy. Rosa's breakup with Pimento reflects her journey towards understanding what she truly wants from life and relationships, while Amy's ambitions and desire to rise through the ranks of the NYPD showcase her dedication to self-improvement. The show treats these moments with a blend of humor and sincerity, making their journeys feel relatable and heartfelt. Brooklyn Nine-Nine's commitment and inclusivity is evident throughout the season, especially with its LGBTQ+ representation. Captain Holt remains one of television's few examples of a black gay man in a position of authority, and his relationship with his husband, Kevin, is portrayed with the same respect and depth as any other romantic relationship on the show. Season 4 underscores the importance of diverse storytelling by showcasing characters who break stereotypes and the inclusion of LGBTQ plus narratives feel both progressive and necessary within the context of the show. Brooklyn Nine-Nine's writing remains sharp and witty with a mix of slapstick humor, clever dialogue, and character-driven jokes. The show's ensemble cast delivers stellar performances, and the chemistry between the characters is palpable. The writers excel at crafting humorous scenarios that are rooted in the characters' personalities, allowing the humor to feel authentic and well-earned. The show's ability to balance humor with serious themes is one of its greatest strengths. While season 4 includes plenty of laugh-out-loud moments, it also addresses important social issues and explores the complexities of relationships. This balance allows Brooklyn Nine-Nine to stand out among other sitcoms as it combines entertainment with thought-provoking commentary. Brooklyn Nine-Nine Season 4 is a testament to the show's enduring appeal. With its blend of humor, heart, and social commentary, the season offers a satisfying continuation of the character's journey. The Florida arc provides a refreshing change of scenery, while the return to Brooklyn brings new challenges and developments. The season's exploration of serious issues such as racial profiling adds depth to the show and demonstrates its relevance in today's world. The characters continue to evolve, with each of them facing personal and professional growth. Jake and Holt's partnership remains a highlight, and the development of Jake and Amy's relationship adds a layer of romance to the season. The season's standout episodes showcase the show's ability to balance humor and emotion, making Season 4 a must-watch for fans of the series. Overall, Brooklyn Nine-Nine Season 4 is a well-crafted season that delivers on all fronts. With its clever writing, memorable characters, and timely themes, the season solidifies the show's place as one of the most beloved comedies on television. Whether you're a longtime fan or a newcomer to the series, Season 4 is a reminder of why Brooklyn Nine-Nine remains a fan favorite. So let me know your thoughts on Season 4 in the comments section below. And of course, when you're doing that, give us a thumbs up if you like our video. Hit that subscribe button down below. The bell notification button to be notified of future videos. And of course, if you want to support the channel in a very helpful way, you can go to buymeacoffee.com/cinemagold. Use the link in the description below and you can help support the channel grow. Your money will go towards upgrading equipment, bringing new hosts, be able to pay them. Because if I have a host, I really want to be able to pay them and not have them work for free. And of course, we'd love to take this show on the road, and your support can help make that happen. Whether it's $1, $5, $20, $50, $100, your support is greatly appreciated, and we can't help wait to bring you even more content. So thanks so much for watching and listening. We'll see you next time.
You have been listening to the True Crime Never Sleeps podcast. Thank you for listening. You can follow us on Facebook at True Crime Never Sleeps podcast and on Twitter at True Crime NS. And follow us on Instagram at True Crime Never Sleeps. Thanks for watching. If you want to support the show, buy us a coffee at buymeacoffee.com/TCNS or become a patron at patreon.com/True Crime Never Sleeps.